A state-run home for the mentally disabled in Kankakee has at least 12 cases of COVID-19, and those who work at the facility say they're not being properly protected.
Workers at the Shapiro Developmental Center say they have not been given proper protection. Cindy Bogue, a parent of one of the residents, spoke to CBS2.
They were not prepared.
More than 1,000 people work there. State Rep Lindsay Parkhurst represents Kankakee.
They were bringing in masks from home and gloves from home, and they were told to remove those. They were told that they would be disciplined if they did that.
They've reportedly been given painter's masks. The governor didn't really answer when asked about the situation.
You know, we're doing the best we can. We're certainly trying our best.
An administrator had a message on his personal Facebook page reading, "If you've been in contact with someone testing positive for COVID-19, CDC no longer recommends a 14-day quarantine. The recommendation is to work utilizing a mask. That is not correct." Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.